Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Brickell. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Stevens. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Buzz Arlett. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Friberg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Watt. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Frank Watt. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The left fielder, Woody Jensen. Batting third. The second baseman, George Grantham. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Grace. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tommy Thavenel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Osborne. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Osborne. And now, play ball. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thavenel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a fly ball into right field. Arlett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brickell. Trainer reaches second base with a double. Wehner goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Pirates. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brickell. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Trainer scores. It's 2-0, Pirates. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brickell. Suhr reaches second base with a double. Wehner scores. It's 3-0, Pirates. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Suhr scores. It's 4-0, Pirates. Tommy Thavenel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thavenel hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Buzz Arlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arlett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hurst moves to second. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hurst scores. McCurdy moves to second. It's 4-1, Pirates. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCurdy moves to third. Whitney moves to second. Frank Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCurdy scores. Whitney moves to third. Freiberg moves to second. It's 4-2, Pirates. Frank Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt takes first base on ball four. Steve Swietonik now pitching. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 0-1 in the game. Brickell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitney scores. Freiberg moves to third. Watt moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Pirates. Bobby Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freiberg scores. Watt moves to third. It's Phillies, 4, Pirates, 4. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0-1 in the game. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Steve Swietonik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swietonik hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Kline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Watt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Pirates 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Buzz Arlette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arlette is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Arlette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops it up and throws to first, with Swietonik covering, for the out. One out. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0-1 in the game. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hurst for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-1 in the game. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurst scoops it up and throws to first, with Watt covering, for the out. One out. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg fields it, and throws to first. and he throws it away. That's an error on Freiburg. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brickell. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Trainer moves to third. Gusseur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Soer takes first base on ball 4. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grace hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 0-for-1 in the game. Thevenau hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Pirates 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitney takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Freiburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiburg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freiburg hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Watt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Steve Swietonik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swietonik is 0-for-1 in the game. Swietonik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brickell. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wehner scores. It's 5-4, Pirates. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-2 in the game. Grantham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jensen moves to third. Stu Bolin now pitching. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jensen scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Pirates. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grantham moves to third. Gusseur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Soer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCurdy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McCurdy. Grantham scores. Wehner moves to third. It's 7-4, Pirates. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wehner scores. Soer moves to second. It's 8-4, Pirates. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot is 0 for 2 in the game. Thevenot hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Soar trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Grace moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brickell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenot misplays the ball. That's an error on Thevenot. Bobby Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Phillies 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Steve Swetonik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swetonik is 0 for 2 in the game. Swetonik takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wehner strikes out. One out. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grantham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Buzz Arlette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arlette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Arlette hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Arlette reaches second base with a double. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurst hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Hurst reaches second base with a double. Arlette scores. It's 8-5, Pirates. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hurst moves to third. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hurst scores. McCurdy moves to second. It's 8-6, Pirates. Abram now pitching. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCurdy moves to third. Whitney moves to second. Stu Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin hits a pop-up towards short. Thevenot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brickell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Brickell reaches second base with a double. McCurdy scores. Whitney scores. Freiberg moves to third. It's Phillies, 8, Pirates, 8. Bobby Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball towards left. Jensen catches it and throws to home to double up Freiburg. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Pirates 8. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Trainer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trainer moves to third. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Wehner hits a pop-up towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Soor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiburg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Grace hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Pirates 8. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soor juggles the ball. That's an error on Soor. Kline moves to second. Buzz Arlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arlett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Arlett hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hurst hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kline moves to third. 2 outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McCurdy hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Pirates 8. The Pirates will come to bat. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thevenau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Of Brame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brame takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Adam Komorowski pinch hits for Woody Jensen. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-8, Pirates. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolin juggles the ball. That's an error on Bolin. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Trainer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brickell, who is chasing the ball. Trainer reaches third base with a triple. Grantham goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 11-8, Pirates. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Phillies 8. The Phillies will come to bat. Adam Komorowski now playing left field. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Whitney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Koster pinch hits for Bernie Freiberg. Fred Koster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koster strikes out. Two outs. Clyze Dudley pinch hits for Stu Bolin. Clyze Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dudley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Phillies 8. The Pirates will come to bat. Les Malin now playing second base. Ed Fallenstein now pitching. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Soar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Grace hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brickell. Grace reaches second base with a double. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thevenau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grace scores. It's 12-8, Pirates. Of Brame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brame is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brame hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 12, and the Phillies 8. The Phillies will come to bat. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Brickell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Brame drops the ball. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-4 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Stevens for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 12, and Philadelphia Phillies, 8. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.